Start your day the right way with the Miraya Morning Motivation.
Good morning once again as we meet on Miraya Morning Motivation. This is your host, Tal Rai. I want to continue to share with you the successes that which we need to develop as a people. The successes in nation building, the successes in building relationships, the successes in setting ourselves free in order for us to develop our own breakthroughs and our developmental successes towards our purposes, our desires, our intentions, our goals, our visions, and indeed bolstering our capacity and capability to reach out to our successful destinies. And in this, we've been following a particular thought pattern, which is with regards to building peace and, of course, as we do so, learning to be able to seek heart attitudes that are full of forgiveness so that we can forgive one another and we can learn to cooperate with one another and build together and nurture one another's giftings, abilities and talents in order for us to make the successes that which we need to do. I just want to say these few words before I proceed to give you five quick points on how you can get rid of bitterness, and then we can take a thought, pick a thought out of that, and be able to spend time thinking about these things as we proceed with this day and go into the next and develop further into the future of our lives. When you are offended or disappointed by others and allow the hurt to germinate in your heart, bitterness and resentment will take root. Characterized by an unforgiving spirit and generally negative, critical attitudes, bitterness and resentment are evil and self-defeating. They will color your conscience, color your conscious and unconscious thoughts and actions. And if you allow them to be festered, they will destroy and they will kill. However, all these can be dispelled with only but love. Therefore, I want to encourage us to make every effort to live in peace with one another. To live in peace with one another. And pursue the goodness that which mankind is designed to show one to another and live the sober lives which we ought to seek to be found as being builders of. As we live in peace with others, we therefore will grow into being those that would foster and build relationships that actually encourage and build about the grace of life that has no bitter roots which grow within it as to cause trouble and actually affect other people and disrupt their lives. Therefore, we need to get rid of all bitterness. We need to get rid of rage and anger. We need to get rid of brawling and slander, along with every other form of malice, so that we can be kind and compassionate to one another and be able to forgive each other. Because truly speaking, who amidst us, who amongst us has not erred, has not wronged the other at any one point or another? But yet, when we have done so, the truth is we have always known and discovered the need, the necessity to be forgiven. With those thoughts, take a moment, enjoy this musical piece, and build up on this topic.
I used to be so broken, lost, empty, a heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling The silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one thing that I know. Life, it can leave you so bitter, 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 bitter. But you must believe that it gets better, 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 better. It's all right. Listen to me, I know you're scared, your heart's bleeding, but what are you gonna do now? I think it's time you break free. Hey, keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No, it doesn't really matter.
Welcome back. Here are five quick points on how you can work towards getting rid of bitterness inside of your heart. The first thing that you need to do is to identify the source of your bitterness and what this person or this group of peoples did which evokes your resentful and painful feelings towards and against them. Identify the source of the bitterness. Secondly, develop a new way of looking at your past, your present, and your future. Develop a new way of looking also at how resentment has negatively affected your life and how letting go of it can improve your future. Begin to look differently at what happened to you, what you are going through today, and what you could be today if you manipulated your today positively and appropriately with regards to what happened in the past, and begin then to see how, when then you let go of this hurt and this heart attitude of resentment and bitterness, how that can improve your future. And when I talk your future, as I always have said, it is not only the future of you as an individual, but it is the future of those from whom we have borrowed the privilege of being predecessors. And we have borrowed the privilege and the honor of being predecessors of the generations that lie ahead of us, our descendants, and those generations which lie ahead. What legacy are we going to leave behind if we do not work on these things and seek to build appropriate relationships and breakthroughs for them? Because we have vested upon us a great task and responsibility to make it well for them. even as we in our current lives also live well as a result of having learned to forgive. The third thing is to write a letter to this person, or if you are not too good with writing, pick up your phone, go to your phone recorder and record. Speak to this person as it were they were in front of you and they were looking at you. Speak to them. Write this letter. Send this message to them. Write this. Describe their offenses towards you. Everything, how you felt, what you went through. And then forgive them and let go of them. You don't have to send the letter. No. Because when you choose to renew the way that you relate with those people in terms of the heart attitude within you pertaining to the pain that they caused you, you necessarily do not need to interact with them face to face, but it needs to be a heart attitude. So you necessarily do not need to give them that letter. Apparently, if you give them this letter, it might actually provoke them into doing worse than before. So do not give them the letter. Do not give them the recording. But be able to know that you have emptied all the pain into that letter or into that message. Speak. Release these things. Let them come out of your heart. Let them come forth from out of you so that you empty the pain that you are carrying inside. And know that you have gotten rid of it. You can actually even do a symbolic thing and take that letter and as it were, you are giving it to them. Speak these words and throw it into the fire and tell it that I'm now burning away. This is past and I'm moving on and stepping forward into a greater future where I do not carry this pain, this hurt and this burden because I have forgiven you. I am stepping out into greater success. Do something symbolic like that on your own, privately, as you seek to get rid of this bitterness. The next thing you do is to visualize yourself as you have a better future. Visualize yourself. See the beauty of who you are. Begin to project into the future. You know, when you're no longer carrying that heavy burden, the successes, the developments, the joys, the beauties, that which you begin to have and which you look to having and to carry as you proceed into your future. Begin to visualize these things. Because you can only step out into a path that you can see. You can only move towards a goal that you can see. A goal that you know. You cannot just but grope in the dark and say, we'll see how life will be. But you need to be able to have a picture in your mind as to that which you focus towards, that which you are reaching out to. Then you know the path and you are geared. And that is what is called vision. So you pursue that thing. The next thing, which is the fifth thing, is that if those bitter, resentful feelings still remain inside of you, return to step one and review. Review what you have written in your letter. Review the source of the pain. Begin again. Go through the process, because you might have to go through it over and over and over again until you feel your heart letting go. Then you know you have done yourself a favor. Because you will feel the breakthrough. You will know that you have done it. You will know that it is over. You will know that it has gone away. You will know it. You will know it. Remember the words of Martin Luther King Jr., which I spoke about previously. Never succumb to the temptation of bitterness, because it is hardly possible to build anything if frustration, bitterness, and a mood of helplessness prevails. Because someone once said, I know from personal experience how damaging it can be to live with bitterness and unforgiveness. It is like taking poison and hoping that the one who dies is your enemy because of that poison. Yet you are actually but killing yourself. It is only harmful to you. So, forgive. Get rid of bitterness. Get rid of bitterness. Something that my mother taught me years and years ago is that life is just too short to carry around a great bucket load of anger and resentment and bitterness and hatred. These are the words of Kevin Rudd. Life is too short to carry around a great bucket load of anger, resentment, and bitterness and hatred. The truth is, it is possible to forgive. Then you will be able to look back. And when you look back, you will say, I have purged myself of bitterness and anger and remained open to love. And you will declare with me that it is well. Have a good day and stay well. Get rid of bitterness.
Back my heart trying to hold. Feel the matter, keep on moving on. You seem to be a part, it hurts sometimes. And getting at all your thoughts are so strong.
Radio Miraya brings you an inspirational show that encourages, uplifts, and puts you in the right mood. Listen in to the Miraya Morning Motivation to get renewed, recharged, and refreshed. The Miraya Morning Motivation with Taurai, 6:30 a.m., Monday to Friday.